from Hollywood for the new Bueller Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Bueller! A gal who's not only wide awake, she's even pretty wide when she's sleeping, too.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Bueller Show.
Love that man.
Well, the Henderson household is just about jumping for joy. You see, a big national magazine has selected their home as the perfect example of the typical home for a big story in the next issue. But now let's hear from the typical housekeeper in the typical home in the typical town. What have you got to say, Beulah?
I'm still looking for a typical husband.
Oh, Beulah, I can just imagine how thrilled the Hendersons are.
Oh, this is the happiest household in town, Mr. Jacobs. But now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to serve breakfast. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Beulah.
What do you have to eat?
Oh, I don't know. To tell the truth, Beulah, I am so excited, I don't think I can eat anything.
I'm so excited, I can't eat anything either.
And I'm so excited, I can't eat anything.
Well, that's good. Because I'm so excited, I didn't cook anything.
Come on.
Billy, you're kidding. Yes, I got it all right here.
Well, I'm pretty sure I could force myself to have a few of your delicious hotcakes, Beulah, in spite of the excitement.
Can I have some hotcakes?
Yes, dear, but you better hurry. You'll be late to school.
Well, I don't care, Mom. Hmm? I don't think they'll mind if a celebrity comes in late.
A celebrity?
Sure. I'll make your own story, Dave.
The magazine won't even be out for another month. How'd they get the idea you're such a celebrity?
I told them.
Love that typical boy.
Look, young man, let's not allow a little magazine article to go to our heads. Huh?
Okay, Mom. But when the photographers do, Gail, will you let him take a picture of that airplane I'm building in my room?
Well, honey, I hate to have to say this, but I think you ought to put all that airplane building material away until after the photographers get here.
Well, why, Mom?
Well, I'm afraid all that oil and glue and grease you use will get all over everything, and your room will look awful.
Oh, gee, Mom. I wanted to play being a pilot.
No, Donald, your mother's quite right. You fool around with that stuff after the magazine comes out. And, Beulah, see that our pilot washes his face before he goes to school, huh?
Yes, sir. Navigator to pilot. Navigator to pilot. You gotta go wash your face. Over, Roger, Wilco.
Pilot to navigator. I don't want to wash my face.
Navigator to pilot. You better wash your face or I'll put you over my knee, raise my hand, and contact.
I always gotta wash my face. Okay, let's go.
Attaboy. Up we go.
Say, honey, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Besides Donnie's room, there's a lot of other things we could fix up before the photographers and reporters get here Friday.
I was thinking the same thing myself. The hall carpet and that back porch look dreadful.
Yeah, that's true enough, but getting back to Donnie's room now. Yeah. I think it could even use a new paint job, honey. After all, those pictures are going to appear in Flash Magazine.
Well, you don't have to convince me. Nice coat of blue paint would work wonders in there.
Hmm. Well, I was thinking of green paint, honey.
Green?
Yeah.
Well, honey, blue is the boy's color.
Well, there's no particular law that says a boy's room can't be green.
Well, I know, dear, but I think blue will be better for Donnie.
I still like green.
I'm back, folks. Navigator Bueller reporting. Mission accomplished.
Good.
Good. Beulah, while you were gone, we decided to paint Donnie's room blue.
Yes, Beulah. We decided to paint Donnie's room blue.
What was that, folks?
Beulah, I have a good question for you. What can be more aggravating than a husband?
Miss Alice, I got a good answer for you. A boyfriend that don't want to become one.
Beulah?
Yes, Miss Alice?
I suppose you noticed that Mr. Henderson and I had a difference of opinion about what color to paint Donnie's room.
Yes.
Oh, he can be so stubborn at times. I don't know why it is, but men have one-track minds.
I don't mind men having one-track minds, Miss Alice. What bothers me is that they keep on going right past my face.
You know, of course, if Mr. Henderson came home tonight and saw Donnie's room painted blue, he would just love it.
You mean do it without him knowing it?
Absolutely. It works every time. He would know more about interior decorating than men. And as soon as Mr. Henderson sees how wonderful the room looks in blue, he'll forget all his objections.
Well, Miss Alice, if that's what you want, I'll get some blue paint and I'll start right away.
Wonderful, Eva. Oh, and I wanted to help paint the room, but I just got a message. There's a special club meeting this afternoon, and I'm going to have to leave.
Oh, that's okay, Alice. I can do it by myself. But I might as well tell you right now, I ain't guaranteeing the color.
What do you mean?
Well, when I get through painting the room, it'll look blue to me, and it'll look blue to you. But as far as Mr. Harris is concerned, he's liable to see red. Let's see now. Paintbrush, bucket of blue paint, stepladder. Oh, I guess I got everything ready now. Oh, there's my boyfriend, Bill. Come in, Bill.
It's Bill, baby. Your great big Toreador in the arena of love.
Well, come on in, Toreador. Stop handing me that bull.
Oh, sure it's nice to see you again, my tender little toad, too. Baby, would you get sore at me if I sneaked you a little kiss?
I sure would. You better sneak a big one.
Just a minute while I put this bucket of paint down.
Paint?
Sure. I heard Donna's room needed paint, so I came over to do it.
Well, now, that's real nice of you, Bill. We'll do it together.
Okay, but remember now, baby, I don't want you to overwork yourself. Suppose you let me do all the hard work and you take it easy.
Oh, you're real sweet, Bill.
Now I'll divide up the work. I'll take the heavy job of removing this lid from the can of paint. All you have to do is take the paint and spread it around on all the walls.
Now that's what I call help.
Oh, and look at the beautiful color of this paint I brought over.
Oh, it sure is beautiful. Oh, wait a minute, Bill. That's green paint.
Sure it's green. Mr. Henderson called me up and asked me to paint it green for him.
Oh, yeah, but Miss Alice, come
on. He said if something is already done, a woman would always accept it.
Oh, me. How did Mr. Harry know Miss Alice would be out of the house?
Who do you think ribbed up a phony message about a special club meeting for this afternoon?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, let's get up to Donna's room with this green paint.
Now, listen here, Bill Jackson.
Huh?
Mr. Alice asked me to paint that room blue, and that's the color it's going to be.
But I gave Mr. Henderson my word, so it's going to be green.
Well, Bill, if you gave your word, I guess you got to paint the room green.
Well, I'm so glad you see it that way, babe.
Yeah, so you go on up to Donnie's room and paint it green.
Okay, sugar.
And just tell me when you're through, Bill.
What's up?
So I can come in and paint it blue like Miss Alice said.
Oh, this is silly, sugar. Now, let's figure out something.
Well, there's only one way to settle this, Bill.
Yeah.
We'll paint two walls blue and two walls green. Then Miss Alice and Mr. Harry can decide which they want.
But, baby, the room will be a hodgepodge.
Well, that's the only thing to do. So let's get started. You podge and I'll hodge.
Anybody home?
Hi, dear. I just walked in a few seconds ago.
Hello, Miss Harris. Miss Alice.
Hi.
I didn't even know you were home, Miss Alice.
Well, I got here just for Mr. Henderson. Beulah.
Yes.
Say, there's something I want to,
What's that, Ellen?
Would you excuse us for a minute, dear?
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Beulah, did you get down into the room painted blue?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, Miss Alice... Really
hey, why don't you two quit mumbling? There's something I wanted to discuss with Beulah, too.
Well, sure. Go ahead. Try.
Thank you.
Beulah?
Yes, sir?
Bill got here this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Did both of you paint the room?
Yes, sir.
Is the room all green now?
Yes, sir. Divided by two.
Divided? I don't quite understand that, but in other words, Beulah... Will I like the room now?
Either walk in or back in.
Say,
are you two talking about Donnie's room?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and we were discussing the color.
Oh. Well, I guess you can tell, Mr. Henderson. What color is Donnie's room now?
Yeah, go on, Beulah. Tell Mrs. Henderson what color Donnie's room is now.
Well, Miss Alice, Miss Harry, I held up.
Hi, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie, you're just in time. Have you been up your room lately?
I just this minute came down from there.
Well, would you please tell your mother and father what color your walls are?
I'm afraid to.
Oh, don't be afraid, Donnie. Tell them exactly how your room looks.
Okay. Well, you see, Mom, Dad, when you wouldn't let me play with my airplane outfit, I took out my Timothy shirt when I got home from school.
Yeah, well, never mind that. What color are the walls?
Well, I mixed a bunch of chemicals in a test tube.
Well, never mind, dear. What color are the walls?
I don't remember exactly what color there were before, but after the test tube blew up, they all became a gooey yellow.
Oh, no!
My name is Floopers. Everything happens to me. I guess the age of the real He-Man is gone, you know? Because, like, nobody could take it anymore. The other day, a bunch of us guys was working out in the field, and the other guys kept their hats on, and they took those silly salt tablets. And they drank water, you know, real careful, like. Yeah, but not me. I took off my hat and my shirt, and, I really worked up a He-Man sweat. And, boy, I'll tell you, I must have drunk a gallon of water. I was doing just fine when everything started going round and round and round. Everything happens to me. Sunstroke. Can you imagine? A great big strong guy like me? Boy, did I feel bad. And I had a real bad sunburn also. I gotta remember how to take it in hot weather around here. It's better, you know, because, like, everything happens to me. I wonder why.
Tonight, Bill and I are going to repaint Donnie's room. I really don't mind the extra work because it gives me a chance to be alone with my Billy boy. And confidently, this is the only time I don't mind him giving me the brush.
Been listening to The Bueller Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.